Welcome back to the Sleep Coach School and Heard Online, a series of episodes where we take a critical look at claims made on the World Wide Web to discover if there is any legitimacy behind these claims. And today we have, I think, a really nice article, actually, that, you know, I think will have us smile, we may laugh, we are going to learn something. I think we're going to have a real good time looking at this one. It comes from a member, actually, of our Insomnia Immunity Program, who I believe is of Turkish descent, maybe living in Europe, but from, I don't know. Somebody, I think, who's in Turkish descent, picked this up for us. And, you know, it is about a Turkish man. And so I think what we'll do today is I think I'm going to read this article through. First, let's do our trigger-o-meter first, but then I'll read it through. And then we're going to learn a whole bunch of things from this. So the article, or the title rather, is Insomnia. Turkish man claims he has not slept for a moment in 55 years. And for those of you who are not familiar with the trigger-o-meter, 0 means that a title is not triggering at all, and 5 is like the most triggering possible. And I want to say that this one says that, you know, it's quite neutral. A Turkish man claims that he's not slept for a moment in 55 years. So maybe we'll give it a 1. You know, I think it was a, you know, pretty nice title. And this is him, of course, and presumably his wife. And interesting, I didn't see this before, but I think he's knitting. All right. Anyway, let's read this. Mehmet İnanç, 89, suffers from a sleep disorder with no cure, and he claims he has not slept for a moment in 55 years. The retired worker from the Western Turkish city of Eskişehir was first diagnosed with chronic insomnia in 1960. And since then, no doctors in the country have been able to treat his illness. For İnanç, it is not an illness anymore, as he says he makes the most out of his time spent awake. I visited doctors here in Eskişehir and in Istanbul. They were simply baffled because no treatment cured this. I was at Karaspasa Hospital in Istanbul. Doctors and nurses there put me in a room to observe my condition and see whether I would fall asleep. I was still awake when all of them had succumbed to sleep, he said. İnanç, who was a heavy sleeper before the mysterious condition came upon him, tried every medicine advised by doctors and even turned to hypnosis, but to no avail. He finally gave up and turned to his hobbies to pass time during the night, especially after he retired. I now see it as a gift from God. I'm healthy, save for my insomnia. I have all the time in the world to do whatever I can. I read books I could not have before. I solve crossword puzzles. I set up a small workshop in the basement where I fix furniture and knit caps and socks, he said. Doctors thought İnanç would finally sleep after they administered narcotics to him during an operation to repair a fractured foot last month. They gave me the drugs so that I would not feel anything from the waist down, but they did not have any effect. I was conscious the entire time and conversed with doctors throughout the surgery, İnanç says. And the reason I'm laughing here, this was the part of it I thought, you know, was quite funny. It's pretty clear that the intent with these drugs was to paralyze him from the waist down because, like, he was having foot surgery. But then they say, like, they did not have any effect. Like, why would they make him fall asleep if they were, like, a local anesthetic, you know, with the intention of paralyzing him from, or, like, you know, taking away his sensation from the waist down. I'm not sure. I thought it was kind of funny, that one. Now, let's finish this. Gezi Özdemir, a professor of neurology, says İnanç sleeps with his eyes open, even if he does not notice. People above the age of 60 do not need to sleep for long hours, as they cannot get tired as easy as they did in their youth. Sometimes they don't even need to sleep more than 3 hours, he said. And added that İnanç sleeps for 5 to 10 minutes during daytime naps, but he was not aware of it. These naps, with the eyes open, most probably eliminate his need for sleep at night, he said. The end. All right. So that was the article for, you know, for today's Heard Online. And I hope you liked it so far. But, you know, the reason, of course, that that we bring this up at all is that, as for the person who asked about this article in our Insomnia Immunity program, it was concerned. It was like, is this a real thing? Can this really happen? And the thing is, when you read just the headline, it can be really triggering, you know, when you found yourself in a place where you struggle with sleep, you're sleeping less, and you hear about some person who supposedly hasn't slept for many, many years, that can be quite triggering. So of course, that's why we're doing this. So I want to start first of all with saying this. Losing our ability to sleep is impossible. You know, it's like losing the ability to like think, it just like, or feel, losing the ability to feel things. It just cannot happen, you know? And, but that said, like sleep state misperception is actually possible and quite common. And sleep state misperception simply means that there is a significant discrepancy between how much we objectively sleep and how much we estimate sleeping. If you look at like the general population, like just random adults, most people sleep like on average, I would say this, on average, adults sleep around 6 hours. But when you ask people how much they sleep, they say they sleep around 7 hours. So, you know, everyone has some sleep state misperception. If you look at, if you do the same thing with a group of people and that have insomnia, or just say, I have insomnia, you know, just vaguely defined like that, you'll find that they also objectively sleep around 6 hours, but estimate sleeping around 5 hours. So there you go again, like there's some sleep misperception there too, very, very common. Sometimes this sleep state misperception becomes quite big. And that is when somebody like doesn't recognize that they sleep at all and really think that I'm not sleeping at all, but in reality they do. This is sleep state misperception. It's quite common. And I agree overall with Professor Özdemir that, you know, there's sleep happening that makes up for when sleep happens and it makes up for somebody's sleep needs, then, you know, that person may not have like a bigger chunk of sleep at night. Now, would it be common or typical for an older person over 60 to really truly only need 3 hours of sleep, you know, in a 24-hour cycle? I think that's quite rare. I mean, it may be possible, but I think it's quite rare. I think really when you look at data on this, it seems quite robust. Like adults all over the world really seem to sleep around 6 hours, and maybe that decreases a little bit with age, but I don't think it decreases that much. So first point here is that like sleep state misperception or paradoxical insomnia, very common, nothing strange about those things. Now, the second sort of point here is that this man is 89 years old. He's like well above like the, you know, expected, like the above life expectancy, right? He's well above that. And then he says, like, apart from insomnia, he's healthy. That makes me wonder, like, what does healthy really mean? Like, to me, healthy still means, like, you know, that we don't have any condition that, like, will affect our, you know, like, quality of life significantly or more. It won't affect, like, our life expectancy, like, you know. Like if we have some condition that will affect our life expectancy, then I would say then we're not healthy. But this man is like 89 years old and he's doing all kinds of things that he wants to do. And he says that apart from this, I'm not healthy, but I'm like, I think you sound pretty healthy to me. You sound very healthy to me, actually. And so that was the second point here. Now, the third point, and I think that's maybe the most remarkable of this article was this. That's Inanç, I'm probably mispronouncing it, but I'm trying my best to just saying the name here, Inanç, has independently actually discovered the way. And this was so fascinating to me because he says in the article that the only real time reference here is the 55 years, but we don't know how long, you know, it took before he like saw these doctors and what they did, and like there's very little time reference, so we don't know when he made this discovery. But at some point he saw that, you know, trying to like continue to like seek new treatments and like ponder this and experiment with things and like going down the rabbit hole, so to speak, wasn't actually helpful to him. So he independently discovered the way of befriending wakefulness. You know, and that was amazing to me. He saw that, why don't I take this, you know, why don't I look at this as an opportunity? And now he looks at this as a gift from God, which is remarkable. And it just goes to say that, like, when it comes to wakefulness, whether it is, you know, we miss, it's like sleep state misperception, or whether we are awake because we were scared of being awake or whatever it is, you know, there's always that opportunity to look at it in a different way. Look at it as this is actually nothing harmful. For example, this man is 89 years old, right? It's nothing harmful. And when we turn to something we look forward to, things become easier, just like it did for Inan Chair. So a little article that I thought was, you know, quite interesting, well-written, and well-written. I thought that actually the reporting, there was some kind of questions around the reporting. But anyway, I thought it was a neat article. So I think thanks for suggesting this. And if you have comments, thoughts, questions, please post them in the comment section. And as always, if you're finding your way through our free content here to where you want to be, that is amazing. If you would like some support, coaching, education on your way so you can arrive where you want to be, where you sleep well and live the life you want to live, then, of course, as always, head over to our website and check out our coaching options. If you decide to join us, we look forward to seeing you on that other side. So with that said, look forward to having you back tomorrow. We're going to have a live insomnia recovery Q&A with Coach Michelle at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Oh, and I almost forgot. Tales of Courage continues to be on sale until Thursday on Amazon. I think personally it's my best book. That's why I'm doing the sale to, you know, hopefully get more people to reckon, you know, to find it and hopefully write some reviews and tell other people about it. But anyways, that is available as well. So that's it for today. See you tomorrow or whenever you tune in next time. And until then, take it easy.